Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We checked in last week with John Longstreet, who is the president and CEO at Pennsylvania Restaurant and Lodging Association, and wanted to get an update now that we've got this CARES Act signed and just find out how the restaurant and hotel business is handling this crisis. He joins us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. John, good morning.
Good morning, Larry and Kevin.
So what is the status of what you're hearing from your members right now?
Well, before we get to the CARES Act, as you know, most restaurants are closed except for the takeout and delivery. And I'm estimating, and this is just based on anecdotal evidence, there's maybe 20% of the restaurants that are trying to do some sort of carry out or delivery, which, of course, is important because otherwise a lot of people wouldn't have access to food. So that's been a bright spot on what the restaurant community is trying to do. But as we've talked before, it's really hard to even break even on carry out and delivery. So it's more of a community service than anything else. There's about 25,000 restaurants in the state, and I'd be surprised if there's 20% that are doing some form or fashion. We've put out a website called #CarryOutPA that could help consumers find restaurants that are open for takeout or delivery. And then on the hotel side, it's about 1,500 hotels in the state. And as a yardstick, we have been helping hotels get connected with FEMA and with the Department of Emergency Management if they're interested in a program called Hotels for Hope that makes their hotels available for COVID patients. As an example, there's a hotel in Philadelphia that's now being totally used to house homeless folks with COVID-19. There's a hotel in Pittsburgh that has just come online, not necessarily for homeless, but for COVID victims. What that means is that those hotels are totally closed. So they're just trying to help out in any way they can and maybe get some small amount of revenue. So that would mean at least a third are closed, and I would guess it's more like a half. So it's significant.
Yeah, and most restaurants and small hotels are small family-run businesses or franchisees. How long can some of them hold on in this situation?
Yeah, for restaurants, it's even more challenging because their profit margins are so low. They typically have somewhere in a 5-8% profit margin, so they're not sitting on cash. So it makes it really difficult. Hotels typically have a little bit more cash because they have a higher profit margin. But I was on a group, the Choice Hotel Owners Group, call the other day, and what a lot of people don't think about is that many of these owners, these independent hotel owners, even if it has a big hotel name on it, they're independent owners that franchise. Their hotels' mortgages are backed up with their home mortgages. They're not just talking about losing their hotels now. They're talking about losing their homes potentially, too.
Well, that is a point that I'm sure a lot of people didn't consider, that people put literally their family financial lives on the line to operate these restaurants. John, we're with John Longstreet, President CEO of the Pennsylvania Restaurant and Lodging Association. John, so the CARES Act, signed by the president on Friday, should provide some relief, at least for a while. How do you analyze the $2.2 trillion package?
Well, in fact, it's a really really good package in many ways to try to get a handle on this problem that no one ever has faced anything like this before. One of the aspects of it is it gets unemployment to unemployed peoples and people in a bigger way. It allows them to get 100% of coverage of what they were making, and it expedites payments, and it helps to backstop the state systems, at least to a degree, which, of course, will be overwhelmed. But it does put the money into the state systems. It's not being handled by the federal government, and some of the more antiquated state systems move slowly. But at least it, for those folks that find themselves out of work, and you can imagine with maybe 80% of the restaurants closed and maybe 70% of the hotels, that's a lot. But maybe even better than that is it also backstops the businesses to ensure they can come back again when we get through this with the Small Business Administration loans. And a couple of beautiful things about the loans are if they are used for payroll, it's called the payroll protection version of the SBA loan, that part of the loan could be for 100% forgiven, depending on how many employees you retain or how many you bring back off of furlough. That's designed to get people on a payroll rather than on an unemployment roll. It's a really good provision. And also, monies that are used for utilities or rent or mortgage can also be forgiven. So a lot of people, small businesses, are saying, you know, I like the fact that loans are available, but I'm not sure I'll be able to pay them back. And this is an opportunity for them to at least get a portion of it forgiven.
That's a glimmer of hope for some who are working on those thin margins. You mentioned how some hotels are utilizing the downtime to help the federal response. What are some of the bright spots, or if there are any bright spots, on the restaurant side? Some things that are very innovative that you may have heard about from the restaurateurs.
Well, there's a couple of things, and this is not exactly, a lot of them are, we've heard stories about restaurateurs that have excess food, that they're setting up food pantries for their employees in Philadelphia. The Greater Philadelphia Hotel Association has set up a food pantry in several hotels where restaurants are bringing in excess food, and any hospitality employees can come and get food to take home with them. So it is a time which is kind of amazing how this works, but the more desperate people get, also the more generous they become in trying to help others. And that's been a real bright spot of seeing people really come together. It's too bad that it takes such a disaster like this to do that. We see that even on a national level with elected officials, but it's certainly happening with restaurateurs. One other thing that I'll mention briefly is that we found ourselves with some folks wanting to help displaced restaurant and hotel workers, in other words, to make donations. And we very quickly last week were able to establish a program within our 501c3, which is our educational foundation. We're calling it Hospitality Assistance Response for Pennsylvania, HARP, and over the weekend. And we haven't totally solidified it, but it looks like we'll have a fairly significant donation from a supplier to get this started. And we have a grant process to get money in the hands of employees who may be displaced and they might need a rent payment, or they might be facing a repossession of their car, whatever it might be. So it's just really surprising. I was surprised when I got the call over the weekend about the donation. Those sort of things, I think, are happening not just here, but all over the country.
John Longstreet, President, CEO, Pennsylvania Restaurant and Lodging Association. Appreciate the update, John, and I hope that your restaurateurs have a clearinghouse to reach out for information. I'm sure it sounds like you guys are vetting all that to help them connect to the best financial possible with the federal government that you can, right?
Yeah. If I may very quickly, that's a big part of what we're doing is information resource. We have a page on our website called the COVID-19 page, and we send out a daily update with all of the links to these sort of programs. And if anyone in a restaurant or hotel is not on our mailing list, we've essentially opened all of our resources up to all restaurants and hotels, whether they're members of PRLA or not, and we'd be happy to get them on the list. They could go to the COVID-19 webpage on our on the PRLA.org website and get signed up to get all the information and links to all the resources.
Great information, John. We'll catch up with you again. God bless, man. Keep going.
Hey, thanks for checking in. Appreciate it, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.